This is WRMI, Okeechobee, Florida.
Mm-hmm. Song is universally loved by kids. I know my brother and I laughed our butts off at that way back in the day. So that was the Mana Mana song from The Muppet Show. And this is from an LP that came in 1977. Before that was another choice of Host Jr. That was Cookie Monster with C is for Cookie. And yeah, by the way, he forgot to say the intro. This is a music show, episode number 127. I am your host, and I am joined by Host Junior. He is 1 year old. He turned one last Saturday, so that was super great. We had a bit of a get-together with grandparents and aunts and uncles, a little gathering outside in the backyard. It was really nice to have everyone together to celebrate our little boy, our little host's arrival and first year on this planet. All right, sorry, buddy. I got to take over the control. Sorry, buddy. I know. All right, well, let's get into some more music. Here is a song by The Straight People. big set of 60s, almost all 60s songs there. So the last song we heard was by a group called The Toads, and that song was called Modernistic. And that's another one of the songs I picked up or I found on a compilation called Dance Music Music for the Dance Crowd that I've played a few songs from already before. So this single originally came out on the Brent record label. Maybe I'll play the flip side of this Toads single that appears on here in the future. Before that was a Canadian group. That was King Biscuit Boy with a group called Crowbar doing a cover of Albert Lou Andrew's Highway 61. King Biscuit Boy was a blues harmonica player from Hamilton, Ontario, who played with Rock and Ronnie Hawkins and was given that name by Rock and Ronnie. And it looks like he passed away a few years ago in his hometown of Hamilton, Ontario. And that Highway 61 song is an original blues song from 1957. It came out on a 10-inch. Nice cover there. Before that was a group called The T-Bones on the Liberty record label. That 45 we heard, that song was called No Matter What Shape Your Stomach Is In was the name of that song. And I started on the set there with another instrumental by a group called The Street People on this record. That song was called Gas Heat. And this is a collection of hits of the day as played by an anonymous group. But it looks like it's a whole bunch of different people, groups playing on this particular LP. And I think maybe Gas Heat might be an original. I don't know. I can't find any other information about it. All right, let's change gears as we usually do. Here's a song by Tony Camillo's Bazooka. All right.
person ever I play, it's got to be funky.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, make it funky.
Yeah.
cool production differences on that version. So that was a classic track by Public Enemy, Night of the Living Bassheads, from their second LP, It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back. And that there was the radio mix, which I found on a 12-inch kind of recently. And somewhat related, I played a song by James Brown before Public Enemy, Make It Funky. Yeah, that was very cool. I hadn't heard that in quite a while, and I think I forgot that was the source of the I Don't Know sample that you hear in quite a few hip-hop records. I think maybe even Public Enemy as well. And I started off the set there with a song, a tribute to J.J. Walker, I guess. Dynamite Part 1 was the name of that song. Again, by Tony Camillo's Bazooka. All right, let's change gears once again with some reggae. Here's Dennis Brown.
under 17, now you're over 16. I beg you, rock and come in.
Reggae tunes, a couple of 45s that I found a while ago. That was General Echo there we heard, and that was the dub version of a song called Arlene. And before that was Dennis Brown, I'm Coming Home, and that was a dub version called Homeward Bound. All right, I will have some data and some more music for you shortly, but before that, I would like to do some shout-outs for this week. I'll start with Twitter this week. Lots of people chiming in on Twitter. Mitch, KJ7CAT, posting a picture of last week's waterfall images and a very nice decode as received in Buckeye, Arizona. Thanks, Mitch. Also got a nice decode from Tashin Reschner out in Houston, Texas. I also got a nice decode from Bobby in Morgan City, Louisiana. Thank you very much, Bobby. DJ Marcus McBee tuning in to last week's program on his Texan PL880 out in Costa Mesa, California. I got a nice decode, well, kind of a noisy decode from Catface McMeow Meow, and he was calling last week's image a butter monkey. Yeah, what was in the monkey's mouth? I'll give you the answer shortly. I got another nice decode from drmna.info. Thank you very much. Matt W0MDK checking in to let me know that he's still listening to the show if he's not posting decodes every week. Good to hear from you, Matt. Thanks for checking in. I got a very nice decode from Zach R. out in Alabama, and he was saying the butter monkey picture gave him nightmares, or even nightmares. Jeez, I'm tired. Once again, I'm tired. Jolly Roger Mania coming to us with the source of last week's image, which was the cover art of last week's Polish record by Greg Zori. Something or other. I've already forgotten his name. I don't have it in front of me. And Jolly Roger Mania went a little bit further and found the source of the picture that the artist used as a painting reference. And that was a picture that appeared on the cover of a book about Hanabiko Koko, the signing gorilla. So you might have remembered that gorilla who could do some sign language back in the day. And there was a book written about it, including a picture of Coco with, looks like a play block in her mouth. So that's the mystery solved about the nightmarish butter monkey. All right, a few more shout-outs on Twitter. Hello to Mr. October. Brian, W8LN, thank you for putting the word out each week on Twitter. Hello to Kawasaki, AA Hachiyonmi. Donnie, K5BKR, FRB1AC out in France. And Al, WD4AH. I hope everyone's doing good out there in Twitterland. I got a couple emails last week. Hello to Steve, W4OGM, with a very, very high-quality decode from last week's program. And I also got a couple of reception reports from Richard in St. Albert, Alberta, sending along some nice reception reports for episode number 124 and 125. Hope is all well with you, Richard. And finally, hello to all my friends at the hfzone.org Discord chat group. Hello to Frigid, Daddy Dave, Jeff, an appearance by drmna.info last week, and Dazman and everyone else in the hfzone.org chat room. And maybe I will see you there about now. If you'd like to get in touch, I would love to hear from you. My email address is thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. If you do the Twitter flavor of social media, my handle there is thisisamusicshow with no W on the end. And don't forget to visit thisisamusicshow.com for show archives and other kind of stuff you can go check out. All right, I will have some data for you shortly, but before that, here's some classic acid house from Fast Eddie. classic acid house from the golden era of acid house. That was Fast Eddie with a song called Acid Thunder. And this is on a 12-inch that came out on the DJ International record label in the year of our Lord, 1988. Yeah, great stuff from Fast Eddie. And this is your slow host. I'm really tired. I got to say, I just came back, or we just came back from a bit of a camping trip, our first camping trip in 2 years, obviously. And yeah, we drove back today, so I'm pretty knackered. After this, I am going to go lie down. All right, enough about that. It is time for some data. It is MFSK64 text and image, and it is backed by a Bert Camford song, and it's his cover of Snowbird. Here you go. Ding.
Oh,
MFSK64 text and image. I would love to see your results. You can email me at thisisamusicshow@gmail.com, or you can post your results over on Twitter and I'll retweet it to all my hundreds of followers. My handle there again is thisisamusicshow with no W on the end. And once again, please go visit thisisamusicshow.com. All right, I think I mentioned last week there was a new episode of This Is an Express Music Show on Radio Northern Europe International, where I play some of my favorite songs from the previous month, all compiled into a nice compact 30-minute version of the show. So check that out. It's on channel 292 out in Germany, usually on 60, 70 kilohertz, but sometimes other frequencies. Go to channel292.de for more information about that program and other great shows over there on channel 292. All right, I have one last song for you this week. It is another reggae song, and it's by George Nooks, a song called Darlene, and it has a subtitle to the rest of the song. I put all those. I'm going to get it out. So we're going to wait. I'm going to get it out. Here we go. Not that one, that one. Darling, Your Love is Amazing by George Nooks. All right. It goes out to Mrs. Host. Thank you very much, Mrs. Host, for a wonderful year with Host Junior. I also have to shout out Host Grandma. Thank you for all your help raising our little kid and keeping an eye on him from time to time. And once again, a big thank you to Host Junior for helping me out with this week's program. I'm so happy you're here, and I hope to do many more shows with you. All right. This was a music show, episode number 127. I am your host. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you'll be back next week. Stay safe. See ya.